Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, August 12th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Where airlines and ferries don't comply with the law, but there are very clear penalties at the end of the day.
Fines increase for airlines and ferry companies over document checks and homecoming celebration for Ireland's Olympic heroes. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The most successful Irish team to ever compete at an Olympic Games will return home to a warm welcome today. Team Ireland and their haul of seven medals are due at Dublin Airport this morning and will then be whisked into the city centre for a civic reception on O'Connell Street. The free public event starts at the GPO at 12:30. However, traffic restrictions will be in place around town from 9:30 a.m. Buses will be diverted from O'Connell Street from 10 a.m. Lewis Green Line suspended between Dominic Street and St. Stephen's Green until 10 tonight, while Lewis Red Line will also be suspended between Smithfield and The Point from 9:30 this morning until 10 tonight. Well, Kevin Keane, marketing manager with the Olympic Federation of Ireland, says the team will be happy to get home.
Will be landing in Dublin Airport a little after 11 o'clock. They have the honour of being invited to a civic reception by Dublin City Council. Outside the GPO, our Olympians will be making their way to the city centre and they'll be appearing on stage and they'll be extremely happy to get home after what has been Ireland's most successful Olympic.
Airlines and ferry companies will be liable for higher fines from today if they allow someone to enter the state without proper documentation. The Justice Minister has signed an order to increase the maximum fines to €5,000, which is up from €3,000. The fines had not been amended since the Immigration Act commenced in 2003. Justice Minister Helen McEntee says the government is working with operators to reduce the number of people arriving without documentation.
We're also working closely to train airport staff to make sure that they can spot the signs and prevent people from getting on board with incorrect documentation. So this is one of a number of measures that I'm taking to make sure that we have an immigration system that's firm but fair, but also where airlines and ferries don't comply with the law, that there are very clear penalties at the end of the day.
A fire has broken out at the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Plumes of dark smoke were reportedly seen emerging from a part of the Zaporizhzhia site, with Kiev and Moscow trading blame. Both sides claim there has been no detected spike in radiation levels. The incident follows Ukraine's shock incursion into the border region of Kursk last week, forcing Russia to evacuate more than 76,000 people from its border. This woman was among them.
We closed the gate and rushed through the gardens. No one knew where. We ran out. Where should we go? What should we do? Went along the street and there was a boom. What should we do?
The Taoiseach is joining the North's political leaders in calling for an immediate halt to violence in Northern Ireland. Simon Harris says he's very concerned over attacks on 10 PSNI officers who were injured in Derry on Saturday night. Around 20 police officers in the North have been injured during violent protests across the region in the past week. The Taoiseach says the riots and racist protests must be condemned.
The scenes that we have seen on the island of Ireland and indeed in the United Kingdom in recent days in terms of so-called protest, that is anything but protest, that is thuggery, that is intimidation, that is violence. And any attack on a police officer in this jurisdiction or in Northern Ireland is of course an attack on our democracy, an attack on our freedom, and must be called out and condemned by all.
Israel has expanded evacuation orders in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, but there are fears Palestinians have nowhere safe to go following an airstrike on a school-turned-shelter for displaced people over the weekend. Health officials there claimed at least 80 people were killed. Meanwhile, in Israel, some are concerned about a possible escalation in the conflict with Hezbollah militants based in Lebanon. Thousands of Israelis have left the border region, but Eyal Doror has stayed.
I do know that the IDF is striking Hezbollah and the IDF is causing damage. It is not enough. We could have done more in order not to normalize the unnormal situation.
A wildfire has been put out on Lower Three Rock Mountain in South Dublin. Dublin Fire Brigade fought the gorse blaze at Barn Aquila, just outside Sandyford, which saw widespread smoke. Ground and aerial firefighters, including a Coilcha helicopter, battled the blaze yesterday, which led to the closure of Woodside Road. Firefighters worked with the Gardaí and DSB to protect properties in surrounding areas. 4,000 homes in the Talla area have had their power restored after they had no power yesterday due to damage to an ESB power station. A man in his 40s remains in custody this morning over online threats made against Taoiseach Simon Harris. Gardaí investigating online threats against an elected representative made at the arrest yesterday morning. He's been questioned at a Garda station in the northwestern region. He can be held for up to 24 hours. A status yellow rain and thunderstorm warning is still in effect for much of the country. Met Éireann has warned of dangerous driving conditions this morning with a risk of localised flooding and lightning damage. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says drivers need to take care.
There is still some challenging driving conditions to be expected. We do have heavy rain in place, and that indeed is causing some excess spray on the road. So the advice would be certainly to take care if you are out and about on the road this morning and give yourself that little bit of extra time as well.
A pilot has died after a helicopter crash into the roof of a hotel in a popular Australian tourist town. Emergency crews were called to the site in the northern city of Cairns at around 2 a.m. local time. A fire erupted upon impact, with the building then evacuated. There were no injuries on the ground. Isabel Ferrer says it's the biggest privilege to be part of the film adaptation of Colleen Hoover's popular novel, It Ends With Us. The film's in cinemas now. The actress plays the younger Lily Bloom in the movie, which stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
I hadn't read the book before, but I had heard about it. Two of my best friends had read it, and they were obsessed with the book, and I was like, oh, this is really important. Like, whatever I'm about to take on, whatever this project is, I'm excited to audition for it. And then it happened.
And back to sport today, and the Olympic Federation of Ireland president says she wants to see Irish coaches paid properly as a legacy of Paris 2024. OFI president Sarah Keane told Newstalk other countries are taking notice, so we have to secure our coaches for the future.
Ireland is on the map big time around. So, you know, we have to make sure we pay people properly, we look after them, you know, and a lot of these coaches and performance team people can't be volunteers. This is not a volunteer environment.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.